On the show today, we have PT Money and FinCon founder Philip Taylor, a.k.a. PT, talking about finance in 2017 and where credit unions fit in. So check it out. Hey, welcome to CU Broadcast, and we are joined by Mr. Philip Taylor, a.k.a. PT. How are you, PT?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. You are the owner of PT Money, a blog, and you're doing audio, video, and all sorts of cool stuff. And you're also the founder of FinCon, which was just here in San Diego late last year. And that's where I met you the first time. And I'm like, wow, this is some really cool stuff. So I was like, I got to have this guy on the show. So welcome. I appreciate you taking the time out to chat.
Oh, absolutely. I love this. And you have a great show, and I'm looking forward to learning more about you and sharing my story.
Right on, right on. So, well, speaking of that, let's kick things off here. Can you tell us a little bit about PT Money and what's it all about? Because you started this blog, gosh, back in 2007, and that was like the dark ages for blogging.
Yeah, it's coming on 10 years now. It's just hard to believe. But, you know, I'm a CPA, a former corporate finance background, but I wasn't really learning much about my personal finances, and those weren't really improving. And yeah. So I discovered financial blogs online in 2007. I'd learned enough, and I was ready to kind of take my story to the world and use a blog to kind of share my story, my tips and advice. And so mm-hmm. that's what's at PT Money. You can really see my journey from getting out of debt to beginning to save, to saving for a house, to now, leaving my corporate world to start my own businesses and really preparing for financial independence. And so it's been somewhat of a chronicling, but it's also kind of a place where you can pick up advice and tips and reviews and my opinions on personal finance issues to learn from and to grow for yourself. So it's been a privilege to do it. And it's led me to meeting others in the industry and which led to the conference eventually.
Yeah. You're FinCon. Let's talk about FinCon because this show has blossomed quite well for you. Can you give us a quick 411 on what FinCon is all about? Because it was just here in San Diego and it's, you've been doing this. Gosh, how many years has FinCon been around? It's been around for a little while.
We just had our sixth one. Yeah. So we'll have our seventh this fall in Dallas. And, it's a great community of people who are online, who are talking about personal finance and investing. Mm-hmm. So sharing their stories or tips or advice, and people are sort of in the new media industry of personal finance. Mm-hmm. There's kind of an evolution that's happening in the space where more folks are doing their own personal finance and investing, and then they're coming online to share that story or to give others kind of practical tips and advice. And so with podcasting, with video, with blogging, there's all these new mediums for people to express themselves across social. And so really what I'm trying to do with the event is to support that industry, that budding industry of new media creators who are out there projecting this positive money message. Mm-hmm. And so we get together at the event each year. It's a 4-day time period where we talk about money, yes, but mostly we talk about marketing and business and social media and things like that to enable these folks to get their messages out to a broader audience and then monetize them if they want to. So it's a fun time.
Yeah, it's all kind of merging together, you know, the finance, the content generation, all that type of stuff. And it's just, it's all kind of coming together. Whereas, you know, back in the day, it was just kind of like, yeah, I would go to the bank or the credit union, just make a deposit. And that was kind of it. Now it's like, gosh, there's so much advice like what you provide and all the people that present at FinCon. Well, it's such a great resource now. It's just, it's really cool how it's all coming together.
Yeah, there's been two gatekeepers, the traditional media and traditional financial industry. They used to gatekeep, how you could handle your money and then how you would learn about money, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And those two barriers have completely broken down, thanks to in part to some credit unions, I think, kind of pushing the issue as well on the institutional side. Yep. But then on the media side, there's just been the internet just created a democracy of content. And so the best stuff's going to rise to the top, but it doesn't necessarily come from those traditional channels anymore. It can come from an individual who's just better at telling their story and relating to people and sharing good advice. And so I think that's the two revolutions we're seeing right now. And our conference is kind of benefiting from that. We had 1,200 folks in San Diego last year, and we're anticipating 1,500 in Dallas.
Wow. Yeah, you have some pretty impressive speakers at your show, too, because one of the connections, how we got connected was Jason Vitug from Frugal after his financial road trip that he does every summer. His last stop was here in San Diego this past year. And so I went down there and interviewed him there before his presentation. And that's where I met you. And I've been following you ever since. So the credit union connection, it's kind of running through a lot of the thread there is running through a lot of this type of stuff as well, like you alluded to in your previous answer.
Yep. Yep, I agree. There's a certain rebellious factor that's kind of going on with the credit union industry through the technology that they're creating, through the choice they're creating for consumers. And so it relates to a lot to how me on the media side, is kind of treating my potential growth and how consumers are relating to me and my information. Mm-hmm. So I see a lot of similarities. Yep.
Right on. And so, well, I mean, how do you see credit unions today? I mean, I'm sure you address this every now and then, but where do you see credit unions fitting in with the consumer finance these days? I mean, because, I mean, they're growing by like leaps and bounds right now, although the industry is consolidating, but the membership is growing like crazy right now. So where do you see this thing going from your perspective?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of credit unions. And so I dabble in both worlds. Personally, I have a big bank account as well as some online bank accounts, and then also have a credit union account. We use credit unions for our HSA or health savings account. Gotcha. And so we found that that's a good place for that.
Good idea.
No fees, simple setup. It can kind of help us keep that separate from some of our normal stuff. But I'm a big fan of them because, you know, obviously the membership model versus the customer model makes a lot of sense for consumers, particular consumers. And so I'm very bullish on them. I love to see more choice for consumers. And I think that's what credit unions can provide. I just want to continue spreading the word about it because maybe oftentimes credit unions don't have the marketing messages that the bigger banks have to get out there. But people should not just pass those credit unions up and think, oh, that's for someone else or that's for some member, because really a lot of these credit unions are now to open to more members and more members of the public and just your general consumer. For instance, we're with InTouch Credit Union here in North Texas, and all I really have to be is kind of a person in this community. And so, I'm really bullish on them. I think they can offer better customer service as technology for the big banks. They're only using technology, they're primarily using technology, I feel like, to take the human out of the banking experience. It seems like credit unions are using it, leveraging it when they can, but there's still a human there to react or to interact with. And so a big fan of that. And so, you know, I tell consumers there is choice out there. People who check out my blog know that that's an option for people. I present that. And, I encourage people to check out their local credit union scene and see what all they have access to, because it may end up being a much better experience or a better product or service for them.
Indeed. Yeah. It'd be interesting to get your perspective on credit unions, because you deal with we're all kind of being in the credit union industry. We're kind of in that little silo, and we know our story. We know the differentiators and all that type of stuff. But for somebody like you, who's kind of dealing with kind of looking at it from the outside in, but you're a member as well, so you're familiar with it. But I would be interested in getting your perspective on the credit union message. Cause you talked about, you know, people would drive by the credit union, oh, that's for members, that's not for me, that's, you know, that type of stuff. What do you think credit unions can do better to like get their message across? Because pretty much anybody can join a credit union. I mean, you can qualify as being a member at some credit union somewhere. So there's that barrier is getting lower and lower, so to speak. I'd be interested in your perspective.
My perspective is this: there's an inherent problem with the marketing or the media associated with credit unions versus big banks. Because me, as someone who's speaking to my messages is speaking to the generic public in the United States and beyond. Right. So for me to focus on InTouch Credit Union here in North Texas, this is not really appropriate for that broad of an audience. And so it's a broad versus narrow kind of situation going on. So I would just say, as much as possible, credit unions should look to band together in some way for their marketing messages or for their sort of entry points to kind of create an aggregation of some sort. So, and I'm sure that's happening in industry in some way, but just more of that, to where people know that this is a channel they can enter into and then be exposed to kind of the credit union as it relates to where they're at in their particular situation. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's a good answer, what you're looking for.
No, I think you hit it spot on, because that's a hot topic right now in the industry, is like, should credit unions band to kind of like the Got Milk ads, that type of stuff, how that whole industry got together and created one particular advertising campaign. So that's a big topic right now. It's like, should credit unions kind of band together and create this kind of Got Credit Union type of message or a kind of type of campaign? So you're right on the money there.
But I think most consumers have heard of it, and they're sold because they've heard of some of the negative things post the crash with dealing with the big banks and the bailouts and things. And so, for the most part, people are talking about it, but then how you actually get people to move in that direction is a different thing. mean, getting people to move banks is tough, but raising awareness out of it. So I think just finding more ways to work together might make sense.
Okay. Alrighty, sir. Well, to wrap up here, any financial, I know these are always getting your crystal ball out, and this is the time of the year to do it, but do you have, I mean, based on what you write day in and day out and talk about and cover and all that stuff, do you have any like kind of financial predictions, like issues or trends that we should be aware of for 2017 that we can kind of look forward to?
Yeah. So I'm not much on predictions, but I'll throw some things out there. Sure. So first off, in general, to support sort of my industry, I really see a lot of consumers taking their personal finances and investing into their own hands more this year.
Okay.
So that trend will continue.
Okay.
And so people will, own their investing, own their retirement, own their banking, and be more intentional and take more ownership over it. And I think that's a positive thing.
Okay.
I think the market is actually pushing consumers that way, but they're going to take the reins more.
Okay.
I also see that, financial media, of course, is being democratized. And so people will be able to share, and there'll be more conversations about money. Mm-hmm. So we have this big taboo still in our society where people aren't talking about their finances. You're kind of going to continue to come down this year.
Mm-hmm.
But just in terms of predictions, I would say I'm very bullish on the market, and I feel like the U.S., it's a good time to be a U.S. businessman or businesswoman.
Okay.
And so I really am bullish on that. I feel like the regulations with the new administration are going to kind of come down, hopefully, and it's going to lead to more growth. FinTech is exploding. So I continue to see more and more products and solutions for consumers in finance and banking coming down on the pike with FinTech. And so I'm really bullish on this next year. I know some people feel like maybe there's a bubble brewing, or maybe the market has a needs a correction with interest rates maybe rising in the future. But I feel really positive, so I'm in a very positive mindset right now.
All right, okay. Well, good to hear. I think you're like-minded with a lot of folks out there who are well versed in this industry. So very cool. Before we go though, PT, I want to give you one more plug for FinCon and maybe some of the top presenters there. I know, like, a mutual person that, I follow Pat Flynn. I know Pat Flynn has been a speaker at your conference.
Yeah.
I think Jean Chatsky is going to be speaking there or something, or cause she's been on the show a couple of times.
Yeah. So we try to have the folks who are, who are educating people best in consumer finance as well as, online marketing tactics. So folks like Pat Flynn, we try to get there. And then everyone in the source pure personal finance media space. We have Gene Chatsky in the past. We've had Clark Howard. And we're going to continue trying to get guests like that who are at the premier out front talking to the most consumers about their money. We want them at the show talking about how they're doing their thing. And then we want the best online marketers there because that's the space we're working in, and we want to kind of learn from the best. And so I want to get the best there, but really it's the community that should sell this event, because these are the people who are money nerds like us, who aren't afraid to have those conversations about how to improve their finances and then share that with the world. And so if that's you and you're dabbling kind of in both worlds, I think this event is perfect for you. And so get yourself there. It's not a high price ticket. We really subsidize it from, luckily, our sponsors are very generous and helping to keep that low. And we'll be in Dallas, so it should be an affordable time. It should be a fun time.
Yeah,
so cool come on place. Out and check it out.
Yeah, right on. And speaking of that, when I was there this past year, there was a fairly big credit union presence there, because I was like, I was like, wow, all right, we're here, we're making some waves. So I was really happy to see that there. So it was really impressive.
Yeah. It's a very diverse set of interests that show up at the event. There's no gatekeepers. I'm the sole owner of the event, so I guess I am the gatekeeper. But I'm interested in cultivating a diverse set of people that participate in the event, and no one really has ownership of the voices or messaging that happens there. And so it's a great community of people, almost like an association of sorts. Mm-hmm. And so I'm lucky to be the guy that gets to throw the party. So
cool. That's very cool. Yeah. I'm so glad you started something like this, because I think it's a well needed event in this industry. And I think if you're a credit union marketer, I think this is a perfect event to attend. So for those folks out there listening who are credit union marketers, check out FinCon. And I think it's a good place to go check out.
Yeah, please do.
All right. All right, PT, anything else to add before we wrap up here?
Good stuff, Mike. It's been great being on your show, man. Thanks for having me. Yep.
Appreciate it. Well, let's have you back on midway through the year, and we can give FinCon another plug and and find out what's going on midway through 2017.
Love it. That sounds good.
All right, BT. Thanks again, man. Mike. Appreciate the time.
Thanks.